caught your Twitter feed and was a little taken aback. Well, not taken aback. I was a little surprised at sort of the tone of what it appears Justin Morneau told writers today at the Twins camp. Can you maybe give us, shed some insight in that? Because if you know Justin Morneau, if you like him as a player or like him as a person, it seemed a little chilling in some ways.
Oh, very chilling. And really, you know what? It's one of those situations, you know, as a writer where it wasn't new. He said these things before. But what was jarring is that Twins officials, people I've talked to on and off the record about Justin all winter, have been saying, oh, he's doing great. Great workouts. He feels great. Everything's wonderful. And yet, you know, we stand there and talk to him today, and, you know, it all started off positive, and he's talking about, you know, he's talking about how well his workouts have been going, how enthusiastic he is. But he's an honest guy. You know, if you know Justin, mm-hmm. he's a very honest, upfront guy. And when you start asking specific questions, well, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to get through workouts. Yeah, I've thought about the end of my career. I don't want to go through the torture of not of going through this. You know, the guy I talked to about all this stuff is Corey Koski, who had his not only had his career ended by a concussion, but also had trouble living for a while because of the concussion. Mm-hmm. And you know, Koski and Morneau very close, both very devout fathers. For a while, Koski couldn't play with his kids. He couldn't watch TV. He couldn't drive. So I think what Morneau said, and even more what Morneau seemed to be saying, was, I am scared to death. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm going to get a shot here. But while he would say he was optimistic, he didn't sound like he was optimistic.
With Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, what is the plan for Justin Morneau right now as far as the Twins go? Is it going to be, you know, gloves are off? Bad pun, I know, but gloves are off, full workouts, or is he still being monitored? Is it going to be left up to him?
It's going to be day by day. He's in the batting cage right now. And one thing he said this morning was he can go through a full workout and feel great and then go sit down and the symptoms will come back. And that's another thing that scares him. And, you know, he really said that while he's been cleared, he's just not going to assume he's okay until he really goes a long time, you know, playing baseball without any symptoms. And, you know, what he's really worried about is everybody thought he's okay when he came back last year and he dives for a ball at first base, jars himself, and it wasn't a contact play. He didn't get run over. Dove for a ball, and all of a sudden the symptoms came back. So, I think he's really scared. And compounding all of that is the fact that he's had a lot of other nagging injuries. He's had a wrist injury. He's had, he's had back problems. He's had a neck problem. And he told me today that he's lost, you know, he just didn't say a lot of weight, but to me, he looks a lot skinnier. He cleaned up his diet. He's lost maybe 10, 15 pounds. Does not look like the same guy who won the MVP, the big muscle-bound guy. He looks mm-hmm. like a skinny guy. And we both know that's the last attempt every older athlete makes
yep.
to try to regain quickness, to try to feel better, to try to feel younger. That, to me, that's a bad sign.
Jim, listen, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. As I said, I appreciate you doing it in very short notice.
Thanks, Jeff.